step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker, sponsored by A Private Place, The Bagwell, author Cynthia Fabin, Galaxy Press, Skip Kenny Barbecue, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, I Hear Medical Hearing Aids, author Dan Perkins, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, iMarketing, Next Stage, Hollow, A Modern Jeweler, Prime Lending, Aaron Allman with Prime Lending, and Ultimate Air Shuttle on W4CY.
Good morning, everyone, and how are you on this really starting to be really warm day here in Cincinnati, Ohio? And it's good to be back. I've been gone for about almost a week, and I have to tell you, it is crazy out there traveling. I think I could do a comedy show on it, which I will, but I wanted to let you know that this month is Alzheimer's Month as well, and there's lots of events going on with the Alzheimer's Association. I did a really cool television show three days ago, on Alzheimer's, and I know that you know our next guest, Dan Perkins, has written a book for children and parents and grandparents and others. Grammy doesn't remember me anymore. And why doesn't Grammy remember me? And it's one of the best books I've ever read on dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's. So I'm very proud to say that we are trying to help the Alzheimer's Association and support everything that they're doing. But today's guest, of course, is political commentator, author, TV and radio personality, and so many more things, financial advisor, registered financial advisor, and he's as busy as or busier than me. I can't remember who's busier, right? And that's Dan Perkins, and I'm really honored to have you on our show today, Dan. And
good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. And let me ask you, I've been listening to the news all morning trying to assimilate everything. You're going to be talking about what's going on world politics wise, your new books, and your travels, my travels. And we should do a comedy show on travel, actually. That would be funny. Really. So tell me, what do you think? Let's talk about the G7 summit for a few minutes. What do you think is going to come out of the G7 summit? What's your opinion on that?
Well, Catherine, as always, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Right.
If you can separate the issues, the principal issues that seems to have a bone of contention between the six plus one, meaning the six European and Canadian versus Donald Trump is trade. Mm-hmm. Now, we heard Mr. Trudeau yesterday being quite animated about his disappointment. But the problem is that the trade agreements that are in place are penalizing the United States and the United States businesses and people in many instances to trade with these countries. And let me give you a very real specific example.
Okay.
If an American dairy farmer wants to export any of his dairy products, milk, cheese, butter, to Canada, Canada imposes a tariff of 235% of the price of the goods. 235% of the price of the goods.
So if, let's just use an example. Let's just use an example of 235%. Like, say that the product cost $2 or $4, right? So you multiply that times 235%, correct?
Right. That's the tariff that the American farmer, when he tries to export it to Canada, has to pay, plus the cost of his goods. So in your case, if it's $4 and he has to pay $10 mm-hmm. in tariff, he's still got to pay, his costs go from $4 to, in essence, $14.
So what can he, so then what can he sell the product for then? Or what can, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, the challenge is, if you're a consumer, Kathy, and you're in the supermarket and you're seeing American butter at $14 a pound, mm-hmm. and you're looking at Canadian butter at $2 a pound, what do you think you're going to buy?
Of course, the Canadian butter. We're not going to pay $14
sure.
for it. Right.
And that's what the Canadian government is doing to try and discourage American goods coming into Canada. Now, let's take it in a different country. Let's take the UK, Britain, England, and mainland Europe. If Jaguar wants to export one of its cars made in England to France, mm-hmm. in order to go across the water, the English Channel, and bring it in, there's a tariff that is assessed against the car.
Right.
The tariff to bring the car into the European Union is 10% of the price of the automobile. So if it's a $100,000 automobile, it costs $10,000 in tariff to bring that car across the English Channel.
Okay.
Conversely, if Volkswagen wants to ship a car from Germany to London, the tariff to bring it over the English border is 2%.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me.
No. So what Trump is saying is that the trade practices, example number three, I don't want to overburden you with examples, but example number three, China was never a member of the World Trade Organization.
Uh-huh.
The United States led the charge to allow them to come in to the World Trade Organization and achieve most favored nation status. Before they came into the World Trade Organization, China controlled 13% of the world's steel population.
Right.
Production. Mm-hmm. Today, it controls 43% of the world's steel production. So,
wow.
When they grew and they could control the prices and the government was subsidizing the steel companies, they brought steel into the United States where steel companies couldn't compete, and they went out of business.
That's right, and our steel business went down the tubes.
Yeah, look at Youngstown, Ohio.
I know.
Not anywhere what it was. So what Trump is saying is that for decades and decades after the Second World War, the tariffs that were put on by countries around the world were really, in the areas that they applied the tariffs, designed to protect the local country's industry and penalize American industry to go in.
Right.
That's a long way to get to the answer to your question. I did an interview last night on China Global Network Television, and I was asked almost the same question. And I said, I think what's going to happen is that the leaders of the G7, the six, and other nations around the world, including China, are going to understand that there's going to be a new set of rules called fair and free trade. Mm-hmm. And that means they're going to have to lift the tariffs. They don't want to, but they also need to be able to trade with the United States because we're the largest economy in the world. And so I suspect what will happen is that you will see capitulation on the part of most of the G7 nations, where the World Trade Organization will begin to dissolve many of these trade restrictions, mm-hmm. and we will have a free and fair global marketplace where companies all over the world can compete for market share all over the world.
Why are Democrats pushing so hard to try to save the tariff situation? Are they? Am I wrong about this, or what?
No. Well, they're against it. First of all, they're against it because he's in favor of getting rid of tariffs. So, philosophically, whether they believe it or not, they have to take the opposite side. They will, their egos will not allow them to agree with Donald Trump that the trade situation is out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that you can by trade tariffs, you can control economies. You can control how fast economies can grow or don't grow. You can protect certain industries in your own country. And so that requires bigger and bigger government to enforce all that. So the Democrats are in favor of anything that produces a larger, more intrusive central government.
Mm-hmm. It's
why they want to keep thinking.
It's kind of scary when you think about it. And what happened, and we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, what's going on in the midterm elections and stuff like that, if you don't mind. But my one question before we have to go to break is that when I left this morning, they were still in session on the G7. Trump had just gotten there. And he was going to be leaving, I think, this afternoon or something to go to Singapore.
Yeah.
So did you hear anything else that they're talking about? Or do they do open sessions that you can watch them or not?
I can't tell you. I would think not. He's leaving for two reasons. One, he needs to get over to Singapore.
Right.
But number two, the last part of the sessions are dealing with global warming and climate change, and he's
against it.
Pulled out of the pit.
Yeah.
So he's not going to hang around. He's not going to waste his time to hang around something he doesn't believe in. However, right. I do want to come back to trade just quickly.
Okay.
Because it will transition to where we want to go in the next segment.
Okay.
So when Mr. Trump walks into the room with Kim, one of the things that Kim already knows
mm-hmm.
is that the economic power of being able to build an economy and trade with the United States in North Korea is something he desperately needs. And that is the carrot on the end of the string for
mm-hmm.
him
mm-hmm.
to do whatever Donald Trump wants him to do.
If you really look at their economy, they're really in dire straits, and they've got people
yeah.
that are starving in North Korea, and so you know there could be if he doesn't do something, there could be a revolution there, easily, especially
sure.
when people are starving. They do not want, you know, they want to change things, and you know I think he knew that he was going to have to do something soon. But on that note, we need to take a short break, if you don't mind, Dan. Give your website, please.
Sure. DanPerkins.guru, G-U-R-U.
We'll be right back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk after these important.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Are you or someone you love living with chronic kidney disease or on dialysis? NxStage may be able to help you live a healthier, longer life with more frequent home hemodialysis. Home hemodialysis is a different way of doing hemodialysis. Instead of going to a dialysis center, home hemodialysis with NxStage System 1 is performed in the comfort of your own home. The System 1 offers flexible therapy options, including performing your treatments during the day or at night while you sleep, allowing you to spend your day your way. Talk to your doctor to see if home hemodialysis is right for you, or call one of our patient consultants to learn more about your treatment options at 888-200-6456. The NxStage System 1 is a prescription device. All forms of hemodialysis, including treatments performed in-center and at home, involve some risk. In addition, there are certain risks unique to treatment in the home environment and specific to nocturnal use. Patients differ, and not everyone will experience the reported benefits of more frequent home hemodialysis. Call 888-200-6456.
One of the best Texas barbecue sauces and rubs ever is coming to Cincinnati. You'll love Skip Kenny's sweet barbecue sauce. Or for a little more zing in your barbecue, try the Skip Kenny spicy barbecue sauce. And they have a special blended barbecue sauce with secret ingredients. It's a one-of-a-kind Texas barbecue sauce with a unique blend of sweetness and spice and, of course, a Texas-sized punch. And you'll definitely want to try the Skip Kenny Texas barbecue rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Texas Barbecue Rub is a perfect blend of spices for all-purpose use with everything from brisket, steak, pork, ribs, seafood, vegetables, and anything else you'd like to add that extra barbecue flavor to. You can enjoy this one-of-a-kind Texas barbecue sauce at your next gathering with friends by the barbecue pit. But it's not in stores yet, so if you want the best Texas barbecue sauce around, go to SkipKenny.com and add the taste of Texas to your next barbecue. That's SkipKennyBarbecue.com.
We're back with Dan Perkins, and we were talking not only about the G7 summit, but we were also talking about President Trump's going to Singapore and what we think is going to happen and why Kim Jong-un wants the summit. So let's talk a little bit about that, Dan.
First of all, the Kim family is notorious for making promises and breaking promises. There have been many situations when they've reached out to South Korea to try and have negotiations or meetings concerning ending the conflict and they get close to it, and then they cancel it. And so Mr. Trump was very much aware of the tactics of the Kim family over history. So what happened was when Kim tried to intimidate Trump by threatening to cancel the meeting, and notice he didn't do it himself. He did it through intermediaries. Donald Trump said, then there'll be no meeting. Now, the problem for Kim was he wasn't supposed to, Donald Trump wasn't supposed to say that. Why?
Right.
Because of all of his predecessors had capitulated to the Kim organization. And so to try and appease him, to figure out what he was trying to do and where he wanted to go. And as a result, he was taken aback by the fact that Donald Trump said that there won't be a meeting. And so he initially didn't know what to do. So all of a sudden, within a couple of days, he turned and was very interested in having a meeting. So what's happening is that the statesmanship, the gamesmanship, the deal-making, whatever you want to call it, the power has moved to Mr. Trump. Now, Mr. Trump told us at the first announcement of this possible summit meeting, he told us that if it didn't appear that it was going to be productive and be a deal for the security of the world and the United States, he would walk out. Now, I don't know that it will come to that, but I believe that Donald Trump is fully prepared to walk out, which will blow the minds of the North Koreans and the Democrats. They will be all over him if he does that. But the point is, he has a strategy. He knows what he's doing. And as a result, Kim is trying to figure out how he's going to react to what Trump wants. Now, what's somewhat of a dichotomy in Kim's behavior is that when his henchmen were talking about canceling the meeting, Kim takes CNN reporters and other reporters to one of the test sites where he's destroying the tunnels and equipment. So a way of demonstrating that he's interested in getting rid of his nuclear weapon. As we said just before the break.
Right.
Again, perspective. The gross domestic product of the country of North Korea is equal to the GDP of Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, I know.
93% of everything that North Korea produces is purchased by China. And a third of everything that they purchase from China, or China purchases from them, is coal. And China cut off the purchase of coal. And the world has put sanctions against them getting crude oil legally into the country. They've put embargoes on everything so that he's virtually getting no money. There were people who were commenting that Kim said he didn't have the money to pay for a $6,000 a night hotel bill. In some respect, there's truth in that statement. Although I think they'll cover it, but it was a way for him to say this, indirectly say how poor his country is. So the appeal of cessation of hostilities, the ability to begin with millions and millions of acres, but nothing but millions and millions of acres, there is huge opportunity to develop the country, to make it a significant trade partner. And that is the carrot that has Mr. Kim very much engaged in this one.
Here's my question that I think a lot of people maybe worry about or don't understand. If Kim were to, I'm just supposing this, make a deal, would he try to take over South Korea? That's my question.
No, I don't think he'll try and take over South Korea because he doesn't have the economic clout to take over South Korea. South Korea is a much stronger, a much larger economy than North Korea. I think that there could be, and there are rumors that there are talks going on about the possibility of unification. And unification would mean that that North Korea and South Korea would get rid of all of their nuclear weapons and come under one common government. And so I'm going to see. Excuse me. I apologize.
God bless you.
Thank you. So it's not takeover as much as there might be a rejoining of the two Koreas under the Korean Peninsula. But I think that probably there will be some kind of a role for Kim. But I would see tremendous disarmament. They've got, for example, just north of the demilitarized zone, and nobody knows for sure the exact number, but I've seen estimates between 11 and 14,000 cannons that can reach Seoul, right over the DMZ. So I would see those disappear. In fact, that might be a signal that the North can, in fact, give to the South of their interest to unify by begin to taking those cannons off the battle line. But don't get me wrong, that is going to be a very difficult negotiation between North and South Korea. But I think it could happen.
And the other thing is that remember Vietnam. I think people tend to forget Vietnam was, you know, in such similar situation, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And look at it today. It's totally different, right?
Yeah, it's one country, no longer North and South Vietnam. It's one Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that the economic prowess of the South got control of the unified.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Country and began to develop the resources and the economic opportunity in what was North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has, again, made it a player, a trading partner with the United States and other nations from an economic standpoint. And I believe the same thing is potentially possible in North and South Korea, but it'll take
time. Right. Well, it took time in Vietnam as well. I mean, and yep. Germany, look at Germany. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. I mean, you had the Berlin Wall. You had a lot of things. Do you think, now here's another question that, because I was gone and I didn't even hear this until I got on the plane or whatever, that Russia is really doing this sabering, you know, this little thing with their sword now. And Trump said, why aren't they in the G7? Why can't they be there? Or why can't they, whatever, they're world power, right? And that's one of the things that I want to, how many minutes do I have? 1 minute. Okay. If you wouldn't mind talking about that on the after the break.
Sure. Be happy to.
Okay. We're going to take a short break now, a little early, and so that we can have more time with Dan Perkins, and we'll be right back. Don't forget to go danperkins.guru. And how can they get on your Newsmax and all your other commentaries?
They're on the danperkins.guru.
Okay. They're all there. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Are you one of the millions having difficulty hearing? Do you know a loved one who suffers from hearing loss and is unaware or in denial or refuses to pay for overpriced hearing aids? Quality hearing aids can be outrageously expensive, costing thousands of dollars. The average cost of a single hearing aid is $2,400, and most people need a pair. iHear offers the first affordable, high-quality hearing aids that are customized to your individual hearing ability for less than $400. Hear crisp, natural sounds, again effortlessly, so you can reconnect with family and friends. iHear hearing aids are slim, compact for inconspicuous wear and superb hearing experience, with special designs for both men and women. Get iHear for yourself or for a loved one. Order iHear online from www.iHearMedical.com or call 1-844-iHear44.
Calculus, car problems, Mondays. There are some things that will always be complicated, but getting the right mortgage shouldn't be one of them. That's where Aaron Allman of Prime Lending comes in. As an experienced loan officer, Aaron is dedicated to making home loans simple. She knows that each borrower has unique homeownership goals, which is why she treats her customers like neighbors. Whether you want to buy a new house, refinance your mortgage, or remodel, she offers options for a variety of budgets, including programs for first-time homebuyers. Plus, the Prime Lending digital mortgage process makes it fast and easy for you to securely share necessary documents without the hassle of paperwork and phone calls. From applying through closing, each step is straightforward and hassle-free, how home loans should be. Get in touch with Aaron today to learn more about your options at 513-335-4225. NMLS number 1038196. All loans subject to credit approval, rates and fees subject to change. Prime Lending, a Plains Capital company. NMLS 13649 is an equal housing lender.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on WOCY.
We're back with Dan Perkins, and as you heard on the commercials, Dan, they just signed a bill that veterans and others can go to other facilities now for different, they don't have to do it at the VA. Am I correct?
Yeah, the new the legislation that Trump signed this week does several things. To me, the two most important factors are there were restrictions on home health care only to veterans after 9/11. That's been waived, and so all veterans who can qualify don't have to be after 9/11 at anybody. So that means that a lot of veterans that are paying for home health care out of their own pocket mm-hmm. are going to be able to now to get some help from the VA. And the second is if you're within... if you're more than 40 miles away from a VA hospital,
mm-hmm.
you can apply for the VA to pay for you going to a local private hospital for care. And I think that's going to help a lot of veterans who have to travel hours and hours and hours to get to a VA hospital. It's going to improve the quality of care for a lot of veterans. I'm thrilled with that.
Are there other changes as well? Say, for instance, you have diabetes and you really need to see a major specialist, say, for instance. Are you going to be able to do that?
Yes. Anything that you need that, not all the regs have been developed yet, but one of the things that this new bill is designed to do is to evaluate your opportunity to go to private health care on the wait times to see doctors and specialists at a VA. So if you have to go more than 40 miles to see an oncologist or urologist or whoever, you're going to be able to apply in your local community to get the government to pay for that. And on top of that, you're going to be in a situation where more services are going to be available. This is an amazing statistic to me. The most recent report I saw from the VA says that there in the VA hospital system, there are 30,000 vacancies.
Wow.
30,000 jobs. Which means there are less resources to see patients, so that the wait times and scheduling is going to continue to be very poor. So now the soldier has an out. And I can't tell you how many times I've talked to veterans who had to wait weeks or months to get in to see a doctor. That, with this new legislation, is going to change dramatically.
Oh, I can't wait, because I have a lot of friends that are really far from you know, VA hospitals, and it's really mm-hmm. been very difficult for them to be able to be seen or to, you know, and it's so costly for them that to travel to those places, right? Especially if they have something, you know, it's going to be great. But anyhow, I really wanted to talk about that for a second, because I think that's really an important thing that has changed. A lot of things that he has done, that Trump has done, has really helped you know, people more than they can imagine. And even with all of the drum rolls of the Democrats and everything that they try to keep on putting out there to discourage people from even supporting our president, has been amazing because he just stands up to him. I think we've got the best president out there ever for his courage, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. We were talking about the healthcare legislation. That was passed. That's a bill. That's a bill that was passed by the Congress. Overwhelming support of both Republicans and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Huge support. Just a few members of the House and a few members of the Senate voted against it. But bipartisan support. But did you think the Democrats took any credit, did anything positive about it, make a positive statement? They said nothing.
They don't care. That's the problem. The reason why I think Mitch McConnell did what he did was because he's finally getting so fed up that there's not going to be a recess in August like they usually do. You better get your act together, you guys, and start doing some things, because, you know, Americans aren't going to, we're not going to stand around and wait for them to do stuff. And a lot of people don't get the fact that the way that we can fire some of these senators and congressmen, right, is by the voting box and by protesting and doing stuff that you can't. You have more power than we think we do. It's a democratic country. Hello? So, you know, it just aggravates me when I hear some of the things that I hear from people across the country. It's amazing. So anyhow, what is Mr. I'm going to get back to this thought that we talked about in the break, and that was, what's going on with Putin?
Well,
does he want to really annihilate the world?
No. First of all, he doesn't have the money to do that. He sold everything that he could and privatized to raise money to help pay to run his government. So he's run out of assets.
Mm-hmm.
Crude oil is it's about $65, $66, $72 for Brent new, but he's still almost $13, $14 a barrel below his cost. So he also participated in the $1.8 million barrel a day reduction. So he's reducing his income. Now, his income has gone up a little bit because the price of crude oil has gone up, but his country's economy is dominated by energy. And now now that he's got another problem, this is why he's been somewhat quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the end of 2015,
mm-hmm.
the United States, by congressional law, going back to Jimmy Carter, were prohibited from exporting crude oil and many of the finished products from crude oil, so that for the last 45 years or so, we couldn't grow our oil business because we didn't have any market other than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, what happened was that OPEC took over the world. Russia got involved because of its high oil industry. But then they tried to attack us in February or November of 2014 by flooding the market with oil. And as a result, they almost bankrupt OPEC. And Venezuela's in serious trouble. Nigeria's in serious trouble. And so a lot of these OPEC countries who participated in the glut production are now suffering because they still haven't gotten back to a point where they got money. So Mr. Putin realizes he only has limited resources, and until oil goes higher, he's got a problem. Now he's got another problem because of the lifting of the export ban. American oil companies went to many of the Western European nations who are dependent upon Russia through a pipeline system for crude oil and natural gas to run their economies.
Mm-hmm.
The American oil companies went to the Western European nations and said, "We got your back." And they're starting to ship crude oil and natural gas into the ports into Western Europe. What does that mean? That means that the pipelines that the Russians have, which were both providing energy but also significant influence of the Russians because they could threaten to turn off the switch and make Western Europe cold, now they find they are competing with the United States for market share, and we're starting to take market share away from them.
And on that note, we need to take a short break, really. We have to. We'll be right back with Dan Perkins in this. Keep that thought, Dan. We'll be right back after these important messages. Don't forget to go to danperkins.guru.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
This is Dan Perkins, and I want to introduce you to my latest thriller, Ted Baker, in Terrorist Gold. This is a continuation of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile story that created quite a stir because people couldn't really separate fiction from reality. This new novel is a story how the Russians interfered with the presidential election by actually blackmailing one of the candidates. Ted Baker has sent one of his agents, John Seacrest, to Moscow to try and trace the source of money that funded the Brotherhood, and John meets up with Natasha, a Russian with an attitude. Like the others in the series, it's full of cliffhangers. It's a real page-turner once you start. You're going to find it difficult to put it down. Some people recommend don't start it after 9 o'clock because you'll be up all night. If you're looking for a really scary thriller, as current as today's headlines, then Ted Baker in Terrorist Gold is the book for you. Order your copy of Ted Baker in Terrorist Gold, and after you've read it, go to Amazon and write a review.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance to the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and to optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your sealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
We are back with Dan Perkins. And Dan, we have about 8 minutes, I think, left, or maybe seven.
Okay.
Let's talk about whatever you want to talk about and go back to your thought before the break. I'm sorry I had to do the break, but that's just the way it is. You know that,
yeah.
Right? You were on those two. You were on that last break, by the way. So go ahead.
I want to talk about being in Facebook jail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Yeah, in fact, I'm talking to lawyers about this. My Grammy book, memory book, I did a marketing campaign on Facebook. Everything, I gave them all the marketing materials. They reviewed everything, all the videos. They gave me the approval to use, and I started using them. I got like 183,000 page views on the Grammy book in 2 months. Terrorist Gold came out. Got almost 600,000 page views in about 6 weeks. The trilogy special offer came out on Easter Sunday morning, and in 2 weeks I got 593,000 page views and 120,000 click throughs.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 17th of April, I was told by Facebook they were suspending me, and I could no longer market any of my books on Facebook.
And on top of it, you paid for it. Am I right?
Oh yeah, you pay to advertise on Facebook.
Right.
So
right.
I followed their procedures, and they reviewed all the advertising material. And then I think the issue, Catherine, is that I struck a chord, especially with the Terrorist Gold book. And then when they saw the reaction to the Brotherhood of the Red Nile. The typical response rate for Facebook, which is quite good compared to other media, is about 0.9%. On the 2 week that I was allowed to run the campaign for the audiobooks for the Brotherhood of the Red Nile, I got a 22% response. 22%, which is unheard of. But I think they heard about it, and when they began to look at the fact that in the Terrorist Gold, the Brotherhood of the Red Nile, and to a lesser extent, but still the numbers were good, with Why Can't Grammy Remember Me, I was looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.4 million page views in about 60 days. And I'm sure I came up on their radar screen, and I think they might have looked at the titles of the books. Somebody higher up looked at them and didn't read them, didn't really focus on the marketing materials, and said, no, this is, doesn't fit our political philosophy. So they shut me down. And I still, I cannot go onto Facebook today. I have no access to Facebook. So in speaking to attorneys, I said, you know, this to me, there's lots of issues here. They have impeded my ability to earn an income because I don't have a viable alternative to Facebook to market my books. They are jeopardizing an older population and a younger population by not allowing me to market Why Can't Grammy Remember Me and help families and children deal with dementia. And they're also taking away my right of free speech. And so the lawyers I'm speaking with, and I had a long conversation with them last week. I sent them lots of the reports and everything else. There's a lot of issues. So I'm working with an intellectual property law legal firm, and the possibility of a firm out, in addition to firm out of Miami, who is a class action. But it just seems to me that we have, I wrote a commentary, which I think is on your website, that I look at Facebook because there is no competition to Facebook, and there's no way there is enough money in the world to try and build a competitor to Facebook. So in my commentary, I said, if we look at the Sherman antitrust laws and we look at AT&T and we look at Standard Oil as two examples of monopolies who had national control but were not subject to any governing rules by any state, city, or county or the federal government, they decided to break them up. There is no competition for Facebook in the space of the communications on the Internet and marketing on the Internet. So I said in my commentary, they need to break it up. They need to break it up because there are people who we have no idea who they are, who arbitrarily decide what you're going to see or what you're going to hear.
Right.
And that is interference with my right of free speech and expression. I'm not yelling fire, as one person told me. Maybe if they read the books, they'd understand that you're trying to help Americans figure out what's going on, as opposed to promoting terrorism. And so it's very disconcerting to me as a writer, an author, when I saw the kind of global response. I had response all over the world to the Terrorist Gold book and to the special offer. Had the program continued for the rest of April, I was running at the rate, Catherine, of about 1.3 million page views for the month, which everybody tells me are absolutely astronomical numbers. And
I told you what I got. And I just found out from our producer that my social media person that works with us got something, too, about Illuminati, about the book. And I'm going, what is this? And the guy actually looks scary that wrote the actual piece on Facebook, and it went into my... It went into me, and it went into Libby. And it's like, why aren't they looking at that kind of stuff? That's what's scary, and they are allowing that to happen. And I was scared to respond to this person for the simple reason I don't know who he is. Right?
Right. Yes.
And they were asking us to join. Apparently, they were asking her to join the Illuminati, whatever that is.
Right. It's amazing.
That's right.
It's
so
amazing what they let through, and what they block. So,
that's right.
I don't know where it's going, but I'm going to speak up, and I'm going to continue to talk about it wherever I get a chance. There's just something fundamentally wrong.
Where can people buy your books, which are the most wonderful books out there, and everyone should read them for an eye-opener, definitely. Where can they go? Real quick, Dan.
They go to Amazon.com, and they can get both, all of the books, the children's books and the thrillers are all at Amazon.
Right, and we're going to invite you back again and whenever you can, and just keep on repeating all the things that you're doing because you're educating people, and that's really important. We need to do that. Right. I want to thank you again, Dan, for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. And don't forget to go to my free app at Let's Just Talk, and you can download it and listen to all of our shows, or go to mytv2go.net and look at Catherine Raker's World. We'll see you next week on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. See you soon.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by A Private Place, The Bagwell, author Cynthia Fabin, Galaxy Press, Skip Kenny Barbecue, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, I Hear Medical Hearing Aids, author Dan Perkins, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, iMarketing, Next Stage, Paulo, a Modern Jeweler, Prime Lending, Aaron Allman with Prime Lending, and Ultimate Air Shuttle on W4CY.